Thanks for tuning in once again to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute, a ministry dedicated to proclaiming essential Christian doctrine and for providing a reasoned defense for historic Christianity with gentleness and respect. And now, from the headquarters of the Christian Research Institute, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Right now, I am rememorizing one of the chapters of the book of Romans that I memorized a long time ago, Romans chapter 12. And I am persuaded that we should pay a lot of attention to this chapter in particular. So when you get to it, really focus in on Romans chapter 12, particularly where Paul says, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not consider yourself more highly than you ought, but consider yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of grace God has given to you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many are one body, and each member belongs to all the others." And then Paul goes on to say that we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it's encouragement, let him encourage. If it's showing leadership, let him do it diligently. If it's showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully, because love has to be sincere. We need one another in so many different ways. I cannot do what you do. Some of you cannot do what I do. So each member of the body is vital. And I think about that in relationship to the ministry. I'm in a studio with a microphone, and I'm answering questions. But what I'm doing is facilitated by those who support this ministry. If your gift is giving, give generously. And by the way, giving is not only a gift, it's a responsibility. Because we want to fulfill the Great Commission and the cultural mandate that God has given us to fulfill. And so if you see this ministry as a way in which God is reaching people for time and for eternity, I ask you to stand with us prayerfully and financially. And when you do, we'll send you our token of appreciation. So just give us a call right now at 888-7000, see you right. Let us know you're standing with us. Or join the support team on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Or just write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Here's just one testimony of what your resources do. You are an encouragement. You were the vessel used by God to set me free from the Word of Faith movement. Also, you were used to help me with grasping the need for understanding essential Christian doctrine. Also, you helped me to understand the Trinity. You also helped me in many other ways. I'm praying for you in the ministry of the Christian Research Institute and your family. Here's someone who is a prayer warrior today, interceding for ministries being used as a vessel of God's grace as a result of being touched by the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. It doesn't happen by osmosis. It happened because people stood with this ministry prayerfully and financially so that we could be on the air in the first place. And that's why we ask you to give. The gospel's free. Someone has to put in the plumbing. Maybe you can be one of those that ends up being the balm of Gilead in the life of another person, not just for time, but also for eternity. Let's go to the phones and talk to Janie first. She's in Longview, Texas. Hi, Janie.
Hi, Hank.
How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
I just have a question for you that I need you to clarify. The relationship between Jesus and God, and what brought this up for me is you had a trucker that called in one time in the recent, within the last couple of months. Do you remember that? And mm-hmm. you talked him through for a very long time because he wasn't sure if he was saved or not.
Yes.
And you asked him at one point if he believed that Jesus was God, and he said, "I believe Jesus is the Son of God." And then you started to tell him, really, that that was wrong, or that was my perception, that you, and you started to explain that Jesus and God are the same, or that's my understanding of it. And my question is, and I know you've explained this 50 times probably in the last two weeks alone, but I don't understand how they can be the same. That really kind of shakes my whole foundation because, I mean, there are things that God knows that Jesus doesn't know, or that's what I gather from the scripture. When Jesus is supposed to return, it says that of that hour, only the Father knows, even the Son doesn't know. So how can they be the same if one knows something that the other doesn't know?
Yeah, good question, and I never tire of answering the question because virtually every theological heresy begins with a misconception of the nature of God. I want to answer the question quickly and then go to a more full-orbed answer. In terms of the specific question, in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus is speaking from the perspective of his humanity. So humans don't know, only God knows, is the point of the passage in Matthew chapter 24. But here's the overarching principle, Jenny. What you have is the Bible teaching that there is only one God, right? That is explicitly stated in both the Old and New Testament. So clearly the Bible is monotheistic. The Jews were monotheistic, and Christians are fiercely monotheistic. We're not polytheistic. We don't believe in many gods. We believe in only one God. So we can accept that, right? That there's only one God.
Absolutely.
I'm going to add something to that.
This is a simple analogy, but in a family, let's say the Brown family, you have Mr. Brown and Junior Brown and Brother Brown. They're all Browns, but they're not all Mr. Brown.
Well, I want to go beyond that illustration because that illustration has a bad habit of breaking down. So let's keep kind of with this paradigm that I'm trying to establish for you. We're starting with the presupposition that the Bible says there's only one God.
Right.
The Bible goes on to say that the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. Correct?
Correct.
So the Bible is clearly telling us that Jesus is God, the Father is God, the Holy Spirit is God. And further, the Bible is telling us that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are eternally distinct. In fact, Jesus says in John chapter 8 that the Father and the Son are two distinct witnesses and two distinct judges. And in the passage, he's appealing to an Old Testament mandate for two or three witnesses. So he says the Father and the Son are two distinct witnesses and two distinct judges. So what I've told you so far is that the Bible tells me, and I'm apprehending what the Bible teaches me. It teaches me that there's only one God. It teaches me that the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. And then it teaches me that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are eternally distinct, which is to say that the Son doesn't become the Father, and the Father doesn't become the Son doesn't become the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit doesn't become the Father. They're eternally distinct. Now, I use the word apprehend to differentiate between apprehension and comprehension. I can apprehend something. I can pick up the Bible and I read there's only one God. I read that the Father is God. I read that the Son is God. I read that the Holy Spirit is God. I read that they're eternally distinct. I apprehend that in Scripture.
Right.
But I don't comprehend that. And that does not give me pause even for a split second. And the reason it doesn't give me pause is God is infinite. I am but finite. How can the finite fully comprehend the infinite. Now, I quickly add something to this.
With the trucker, when he said he believed that Jesus is the Son of God, why did you not accept that answer?
Well, because that's not all that he said. He clearly would be correct if he were to say Jesus is the Son of God from a biblical sense, but he wasn't saying that from a biblical sense. If you listen to the context of his conversation, I remember this quite precisely for some reason, he was talking about the fact that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, but I'm a son of God too. In other words, Jesus Christ is not divine. And that goes contra to Scripture because Jesus Christ is divine. In fact, in the incarnation, Jesus did not divest himself of a single attribute of deity. He took on the limitations of humanity. So in biblical theology, in the incarnation, in Christ coming in flesh, we have one person with two natures, 100% human, 100% divine. So as the Son of God, Jesus Christ reflects the very glory of God and is not merely human. That's the point I wanted to make.
So when we're in heaven, do you believe we'll be with Jesus and with God?
We will be with one God revealed in three persons who are eternally distinct. Now, that might sound as though I'm cloaking a contradictory statement in a mystery, but I'm not. When I speak about the persons within the Godhead, I'm speaking of subject-object distinctions within the Godhead.
Right.
So I'm talking about the Father loving the Son, and the Father sending the Son, and the Son praying to the Father. I'm talking about personhood. But when I speak of one God, I'm talking about ontology. You know, there are two main branches of philosophy. One is ontology, the other is epistemology. Ontology asks the question, what is it? Epistemology asks the question, how do you know? When I'm talking about the nature of God, I'm talking about the ontology, the ontological question. God by nature or essence is one. In person, he is three. So if I said there was one God and there are three gods, I'd obviously be contradicting myself, but I'm saying there's one God in terms of nature or essence, three in terms of person. And person, again, sometimes we get caught in this linguistic cocoon. You know, we use words and we have to recognize that those words need definition. When I'm speaking of person, I'm not talking about the illustration you gave me of the Browns. I'm speaking about identity formed and completed on the basis of relationships within the Godhead, subject-object distinctions. So I'm not speaking about three separate persons. I'm talking about identity formed and completed on the basis of subject-object distinctions within the Godhead. Now, again, all of this is confusing.
Head.
Well, it's over my head, too. And I think sometimes we get, as I said, we get trapped in our own linguistic cocoons. We use these language. It's a hall of mirrors in some sense. And we have to, at the end of the day, say that the Bible reveals God to us. But we can't mistake the map and the territory that the map is describing. The territory is far richer than the map. So I'm using words, but the words are but a crude condescension of God to human beings. Now, again, if within the words there were clear contradictions, I wouldn't buy it. I mean, how can the Bible say, for example, there's only one God, and then the Bible, out of the other side of its mouth, say there are three gods? That would be a contradiction. But that's not what the Bible says.
What I've been perceiving is a contradiction, or in my mind, because all of my whole life it's been God the Father, God the Son, and when I started hearing you say Jesus spoke and the universe leapt into existence, that shocked me, because I've never... In my mind, I'm going, what? That was God that did that, not Jesus.
But Jesus is God. That's the point.
I think we're back to square one.
Well, and that's why I'm saying that you and I both are in the same boat. I'm no smarter than you are. We are both in the exact same boat. We have to apprehend what God has condescended to reveal to us about his nature. We can't fully comprehend it, but we can rest in the reality that it is not a contradiction. We'll leave it at that. I've written about this in various forums. Be happy to get that information out to you if you want to hang on a little longer. And do remember that this is a ministry, as mentioned at the opening of the broadcast, supported by listeners like you. If you can stand with us right now for your gift of $100 or more, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, personalized for you, a family member, a friend, something you can give as a Christmas gift that keeps on giving, because as you order, the resources will be used for the furtherance of the gospel.
Hank Hanegraaff has created the perfect tool to build and pass along your spiritual heritage. It's the Legacy Study Bible, designed to give you some of the same insight and understanding you receive from Hank on the Bible Answer Man program. The book introductions are all written by Hank using his well-known acronym, LEGACY, which stands for Location, Essence, Genre, Author, Context, and Years. With timelines, charts, and extensive concordance, four-color maps, and much more, the Legacy Bible is available only through CRI. Order your copy today. Also, for $250, you can get a personalized edition from Hank. Just call 888-7000-274 or look for it online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Stay with us. The Bible Answer Man will continue.
One of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us now to pray." And he said to them,
"When you pray, say, 'Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.'"
The Lord's Prayer. We can rattle it off by heart. But at the same time, how many of us now struggle in our prayer life, searching for an intimate fellowship with God?
As human beings, we want instant success, instant formulas, but God wants something else. He wants intimate fellowship.
Begin your personal, fulfilling prayer life with the Lord. Get your copy of The Prayer of Jesus by Hank Hanegraaff. Call the Christian Research Institute and order The Prayer of Jesus, 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You'll also find it on our website. Just go to www.equip.org.
Can there be any greater joy than to commune in the secret place with the living God? It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Believe it or not, even Santa can be saved. Far from being a dangerous fairy tale, Santa Claus, in reality, is an anglicized form of the Dutch name Sinterklaas, which in turn is a reference to St. Nicholas, a Christian bishop from the 4th century. According to tradition, St. Nick not only lavished gifts on needy children, but also valiantly supported the doctrine of the Trinity at the Council of Nicaea in AD 325.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff, with accompanying Christmas Carol CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas CD, or quantity discount options.
As we come to the close of 2009, we're grateful of your partnership in ministry. During 2009, the Christian Research Institute has experienced the proverbial best of times and worst of times. The best of times in that in over two decades of serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the ministry of CRI, we have seldom seen more abundant, abiding fruit. But this is also why we need your help as never before. Despite all that God has done through the Christian Research Institute this year, we're still facing a crucial year-end financial need. We're still $935,000 from meeting our year-end budget. So we're asking you for your financial help. We usually receive about 20% of our income during December, so every day is absolutely critical. So why don't you get in touch with the Christian Research Institute today to put your donation to work right away? You can call toll-free 888-7000-274 or donate through our secure website www.equip.org. That's equip.org. And thank you for your help as we end this year strong. And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
And on the line with me, Michael O'Fallon. He is president and CEO of Sovereign Cruises. And we have a little bit of a history with Sovereign Cruises now, having done several cruises with them. And one of the things that I'm particularly excited about is that Michael O'Fallon is involved in every aspect of the cruise. He's involved in putting the cruise together, but so much more in personal attention and detail as people embark upon a journey of a lifetime. And when I talk about a journey for a lifetime, I'm talking about $449 for over 30 hours of teaching, training, and fellowship. It is an extraordinary experience. And Michael, as we start to talk about this particular cruise, introduce exactly what people will experience from start to finish.
Well, first of all, Hank, I believe that our purpose is to be able to serve the body, and especially the listeners of the Bible Answer Man program, and folks that follow and read the Christian Research Journal. It's our pleasure to be able to come and serve them as they come aboard with us and experience a journey with Hank Hanegraaff, Steve Camp, and the other folks with the Christian Research Institute, to be able to have a time of edifying and iron sharpening iron for an entire week. Now, while that's happening, at the same time, you are enveloped on a ship where you have the best of accommodations, the best of food, the best of service. And if you take a look at it this way, Hank, if you look at 7 days that you could get, let's say, at a land resort, or maybe a lot of the folks that listen to your program have been to conventions, you get 7 days of incredible worship, teaching, fellowship, questions and answers, time with Hank Hanegraaff and his wonderful family, time with Steve Camp, all of this for 7 days for $449. And if you look at that, that's less than $100 per day. So with all of this, you're going to be edified during this time, more so than I think that you can in any other situation. And that's what it is our pleasure to bring to you.
Let's talk about the logistics of this for just a moment for people who may never have been on a cruise before. I remember the first time I went on a cruise, I did not realize how special a cruise was, because once you get on board, you unpack your luggage, you never have to do it again. You just end up in a different destination. So it's not like you have to pack up from your hotel room, get in a bus or a car or on a plane, go to the next destination, unpack again. Once you're unpacked, you are, as it were, a floating hotel.
Correct. You have a 5-star hotel for the week that is your home. And as a matter of fact, even coming out of your cabin, no matter what stateroom accommodation grade that you're going to be taking, we have inside cabins, we have window cabins, we have balcony cabins, and we have suites. But all of those cabins, you're only going to have about a minute or a minute and a half walk from your cabin to the room where we'll be worshiping and where we'll have fellowship in the Word each day. So it's such an easy way for you to be able to get around. And also the closeness that you have with your family during that time is unparalleled. It's even if you've been on a large convention campus, it's easy to kind of get lost in the crowd. Here on the ship, the friends that you make, the fellowship that you have, these are relationships that last a lifetime.
I got to tell you that you've set this up for many ministries, but what you've done for us is quite extraordinary, because not only do we have morning sessions, but we have evening theology talks. Give people a little bit of a perspective of what theology talks are all about.
Well, theology talks, really the entire idea came from many years ago with me driving home from work and listening to this program called The Bible Answer Man. And it's a great opportunity for you to be able to come in and ask questions and discuss things with Hank, to be able to really reach into the depths of his knowledge. And as well, not only just ask questions, but as Hank does so well on the show, that you have a dialogue with him about some of these questions that have maybe been pressing you, some things that you really want to have a solid, cogent answer for that maybe you haven't been able to receive in other places. That's our intention, but it's also a way that you can be able to do this in a non-confrontational atmosphere where it's relaxed, where you have a cup of coffee, you're able to discuss these things with Hank, and believe it or not, we're able to pull that off with 200-plus people in the room.
And you talk about the Bible Answer Man broadcast format. It is a question and answer, but something that I can't do on the Bible Answer Man broadcast is actually see people, interact with them personally. But this is an obstacle that's removed on the cruises because we have the personal interaction that so often we describe as having a cup of coffee together. We can't do that in the truest sense of the word on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, even though it's a very personal medium, talking about radio. When we're on the cruise, it's a much more personal interaction format kind of event.
Absolutely. And Hank, I know that you probably have some experiences over the past couple of events that we've done that are things that you'll carry with you for a long time, because you're not just meeting somebody once and sitting down with them. You're meeting with them every evening and every morning. So, you know, what's impressed upon your mind, as well as the person that you're meeting, is something that goes beyond just the quick question, and maybe you'll remember somebody a couple years down the road. There is a relationship that occurs. And really, I think that that's one of the great benefits of being able to come along with this, is maybe you have been someone who's listened to Hank for the past 10 years. You're someone who's maybe called in once or twice. But this is your opportunity to really get to know Hank, his family, as well as the rest of the Christian Research Institute.
You mentioned my family, and I would suspect that most people have forgotten about me by the time they meet my family.
You know, you just have a great group of kids. And I say kids, I should say that Hank doesn't raise children. Hank raises adults. And I mean that from his youngest to his oldest. And that's a great model that all of us can learn from. The Hank Hanegraaff family are, and I don't want to use the word children, but his adults that he has are people that come and help us out even when they don't need to. But they're the most outreaching family you could possibly imagine, and they're well raised by you, Hank. I appreciate that.
And we're just going to have a great time together, because this is, as you mentioned, family. It's not only my family, but it's our extended family. We're talking about people with whom we have a partnership in ministry, because ultimately all of this at the end of the day is about equipping God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up and strengthened, not only in the U.S., but around the world. The ministry of the Christian Research Institute is now reaching globally people for time and for eternity. Our ministry partners, our extended family, big part of that, and we want to share all of that together as we discuss what we can do while we have breath and life, the opportunity to have incredible fellowship on the seas, but we look forward to a new heaven and new earth wherein dwells righteousness, no more death, mourning, crying, or pain. It's all a prelude of what is to come.
Amen. Now, folks, you can take advantage of this by November the 30th, and that's really the key date here. Is November 30th, you have the opportunity to save $50 per person by signing up for the low rate, as Hank already mentioned, of $449 plus port taxes and government fees. You can register through equip.org, or you can call Sovereign Cruises and Events at 877-768-2784 extension 101, and one of our kind staff will be able to take your reservation there, and then you're on with us.
One more thing before I let you go, Mike. Let's talk for just a moment about the extraordinary situation we find ourselves in. We have an economy that's very difficult for a lot of people, but though there's an enormous downside to that and people are struggling, there is an upside to that as well, because the pricing for this cruise is unheard of in the industry.
Well, and I tell you, Hank, it's not just unheard of in the industry, but in terms of what ministries do, and this is where I really have to take my hat off to Hank Hanegraaff and CRI and the Bible Answer Man, is that I know, folks, you have seen other ministries that have cruises. Hank is extending this to you as an opportunity for you to be able to take advantage of a rate that is lower than what you can find on any of the search engines and so forth that are out there. It's $449 per person for the inside cabins. This is a rate low enough to be looked at less than $100 a day for everything, your food, your accommodations, and everything else. And it's done at a time when this is what's needed. People are going to still take vacations, but we're doing it in such a way where it's not going to have to be a major financial concern for you and for your family.
And we've talked a lot about my family, Kathy, the kids. Myself have not mentioned Steve Camp, but from your perspective, Michael, you have known Steve Camp as I have for many, many years. He's a Grammy Award-winning artist, but more than that, he's a Bible teacher and maybe what we would describe fondly as the absolute real deal.
The real deal, and I think you just said it, he's a singing theologian. I think one frustration that maybe Hank has or I have is that, as Steve puts it so many times, is that we end up singing songs that are fluff, praise songs that have no depth. Every time in worship that we have with Steve Camp, it's really him taking us to the throne of grace again, because every word in his songs is impactful. Not only that, but the worship that he leads is heartfelt. It's mind-felt as well. It's a connection between both the mind and the heart. And so it really is, I think, in all terms, it's the best worship time and as well going into the Word with you that someone can possibly experience.
Well, Michael, as always, my deepest gratitude to you and your staff. You have an extraordinary staff, as people will find out. The most helpful people in the world, and I don't say that lightly, just extraordinary people who God uses to bless our constituency in a very significant way. So I'm very proud and pleased to be partnering with you in this particular process.
It's our pleasure to serve you.
God bless you. That was Michael O'Fallon. He is the president and CEO of Sovereign Cruises. We've been partnering with them in ministry for a long period of time now and look forward to a continued relationship, making a difference for time and for eternity. Again, sign up, check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org.
Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff and The Word, May 9th through May 16th, 2010. Departing Mother's Day weekend, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. As Hank just said, the special early bird rate ends today, November 30th. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship.
Considering it's Mother's Day, a great time to honor your mom and husbands, to honor your wives. Bring them on a great vacation. Let them relax in the beautiful Caribbean sunshine. Make it a Christmas gift this year.
Early bird pricing begins at only $449 plus taxes and fees per person. This incredibly low price includes accommodations and meals. To participate, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or go to www.equip.org.
Join us this year for the trip of a lifetime.
Remember, early bird pricing ends today, Monday, November 30th. Hank will return with more of the Bible Answer Man right after this.
For centuries, Two questions have challenged the Christian faith.
In a world with thousands of religions and gods, why is Jesus the only way to salvation? How could a loving God, the God of the Bible, create a world filled with evil and suffering?
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Faith examines two of the biggest objections to Christianity, emotional barriers to faith that have challenged believers and skeptics alike. The Case for Faith DVD also includes more than an hour of specially produced bonus features that will help you face the toughest questions about God and the Christian life.
Order The Case for Faith, The Case for Christ, and The Case for a Creator DVDs in the Lee Strobel 3-disc collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff and The Word, May 9th through May 16th, 2010. Departing Mother's Day weekend, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship.
Considering it's Mother's Day, a great time to honor your mom and husbands, to honor your wives. Bring them on a great vacation. Let them relax in the beautiful Caribbean sunshine. Make it a Christmas gift this year.
Early bird pricing begins at only $449 plus taxes and fees per person. This incredibly low price includes accommodations and meals. To participate, go to www.equip.org.
Join us this year for the trip of a lifetime.
Early bird pricing ends Monday, November 30th. That's equip.org.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
With sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
Order the Word of Promise Audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.
As you prepare your home for Christmas, prepare your heart and mind as well. Through historical revelations into Christ's coming and inspirational insights for celebrating who He is and why He came, Hank Hanegraaff leads you on a truth-filled journey into the very heart of Christmas. Hank presents the rich content of The Heart of Christmas in an easy-to-read and remember format, and he wrote the book with one singular purpose in mind: to prepare your heart for this year's celebration of the birth of our Savior. The Heart of Christmas comes in a beautiful gift book presentation complete with a breathtaking solo classical guitar performance of the 25 Christmas carols and hymns featured in the devotional. This collection on CD will help you capture the spirit of Christmas and turn your heart towards Emmanuel, God with us.
Hi, Hank. I ordered your devotional book, The Heart of Christmas, which I'm actually enjoying this week.
To order, call 888-7000-274 or online on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Give the special discounted gift book in packages of 6 or 12 to your loved ones and friends, or inquire about the personalized edition signed by Hank. Get your Christmas shopping done early this year and give a gift that will last for time and eternity. And now, here is Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff.
Right back to our phone callers. Let's talk next to Dan in Kansas. Hi, Dan.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I had a question for you. This has to do with a preaching that my parents are listening to from Shepherd's Hill, I think is what it's called, and the Pastor Murray. There's some things that they're trying to explain to me that I really disagree with and maybe don't understand right, but I really can't find any evidence in Scripture that would agree with the things they're teaching me. And it has to do with three earth ages, and I guess they don't believe that the flood of Noah flooded the whole earth, and a few other things.
Well, and those are secondary issues. We can debate those vigorously. We don't have to divide over them. But the real problem with Arnold Murray and his Shepherd's Chapel is that he denies essential Christian doctrine like the Trinity. He ends up claiming that Christ and the Holy Spirit are one and the same. He believes that men were gods who existed prior to living on earth.
Right.
And he teaches Anglo-Israelism, which is a notion that the Anglo-Saxons are the chosen race. He teaches a serpent seed doctrine, the notion that Eve had sex with a snake and therefore bore Cain, and that's where you get the Cainites or the Kenites. He teaches annihilationism, and it goes on and on. So, I mean, the problem with Arnold Murray is he's not only unreliable in general, but he militates against the very doctrines for which the martyrs shed their blood. So he is not a reliable teacher, and we'd be happy to send you further information for the sake of your parents.
I would love further information because I try to, they've talked to me about a lot of this stuff. I mean, they almost use some of the talking about the chosen races and people are Cainites, and I'm not going to worry about him because he's just a Cainite, and use some of his preaching for excuses of things such as racism and different things, and it's almost like they can excuse a lot of their things with his doctrine. And the problem I'm having with disputing them is it sounds like to me this man has taken the concordance and used it to preach his own doctrine. And so they're always finding ways that you can look up things in the concordance and have different meanings. And they almost have this belief that the Bible is not adequate enough for us, that we have to rely heavily on this concordance to understand it.
Well, in his concordance, yes. He is a prostitutor of the Scriptures. He doesn't know how to read the Scriptures for all they're worth. He reads into the Word of God his own odd predilections. So, yeah, he's an unreliable teacher, and they should be warned against the false doctrines because, yes, I mean, as you point out, he uses the Bible as a very clear pretext for racism, and it's an abomination, no question about it.
Yeah, I really would like some sort of good evidence to be able to talk to these things about them with. I think they have a good idea on salvation itself. My family does. I think they're truly saved, and I believe Christ will continue working on their heart and reveal himself further to them. But I would, you know, if there's anything I can get that would...
Yeah, hang on. I'll get the information out to you.
Okay.
God bless you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Leon, listening on XM Radio in Santa Clara, California next. Hi, Leon.
Oh, hi, Hank. God bless you for what you do for all of us out here by, you know, letting us call in and ask questions that a lot of us, you know, are confused about. That's why, you know, thank you and, you know, thank God to allow you to have, you know, the ministry and the radio show for you to, you know, do this for everybody.
Well, thanks for the encouragement. Your question.
Yes, I got, I just want to ask three questions. The first question is, I just want to, you know, point out, you know, it's my opinion, you know, my opinion is, does, I believe God has lifted his hand of protection upon the United States, and that's what I believe in, and that's why I was calling you, because I believe as soon as the government had allowed children to not pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, for which it was, you know, founded upon by God, I used to do that when I was in school, you know, and they don't do that anymore. The kids in school in the United States, every morning from Mondays through Fridays, you know, little kids used to praise God every morning, clear across the United States. We don't do that anymore because, the, you know, government has not allowed it to happen anymore. And I believe that as soon as that happened, you know, God lifted his hand of protection on our nation, and we've had some problems since.
Well, let me give you a different perspective just for you to consider. And that is that we are called as Christians to be salt and light. And Jesus said, if the salt loses its saltiness, it is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men take a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, said Jesus, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Now, the point, I think, here is that when we as Christians are not a leavening force in the culture, then the culture is going to go in a very bad direction. And I've often said this, pagans exercise their job description. They're going to be pagans. The real question is, are you going to exercise your job description and be a believer? Because if you are, then you can take a culture, and by God's grace, the culture can turn around. One need only look to communist China to see that happening today. In communist China, there are now some 100 million or more believers. And the communists have a real problem on their hands. I mean, if you got 100,000 believers, you can imprison them. If you have 200,000 believers, you can still control them. When you have 10 million, you got to make friends with them. And the point is that the believers are spreading rapidly. They are practicing authentic New Testament Christianity, and the culture as a result is being dramatically impacted. The problem in America is believers, by and large, have become microcosms of the culture as opposed to change agents in the culture, and as a result, the culture is coming apart at the seams. It's not because God's taken his hand off, but it's because of what happens when believers are not what they are called to be. We're called to be ambassadors. Most of us are secret agents who have never blown our cover before the unregenerate world, and as a result, we're not the leavening force in society. We are being produced as microcosms of the society. We are reflections of the society rather than change agents in the society.
Then my next question is in reference to that. We have a lot of pastors that have more faith than I do, and that is very well knowledgeable, and it's based in the Bible. For the lack of knowledge, my people, I can't finish, I don't remember, but
my people perish, yes.
Yeah, Where are these? Why don't we have our pastors, the ones that are that are known in the United States? Where are they? How come they're not standing up?
This is another problem I think that we can identify, the problem of people both in the pulpit and the pew who are becoming more and more politically correct. And I've often said the ministry is no place for popularity contest, for political correctness, or prosperity. We need to be agents of change. That's what we are called to be. That's what the first century Christians were, and that's why they took an empire and turned it upside down. We can do the same in our time if, in fact, we will be committed to the call of Christ, if, in fact, we will be part of the eternal revolution by taking up the cross of Christ and daily following him. Back to the phone lines, John, XM Radio, Canton, Georgia. Hi, John.
Hi, Hank. My question is, I wonder, should we consider each of the modern Bible translations as inerrant and infallible and God-breathed? Like the NIV, the Message, the Amplified, NLT, Holman, those, the more popular ones, I guess.
Well, no. I mean, the translations are not infallible. The autographs are infallible. What we can say is that the translations, by and large, are great facsimiles of the autographs. So there are differences in style and perhaps spelling, but no great difference in substance. But when you throw out a litany of translations, you have to recognize that some of them are indeed translations. The NASB is a translation, the NIV is a translation, the New King James Version is a translation, but that's not the case with the Message. You mentioned the Message. The Message is at best a paraphrase, and at worst a very poor paraphrase that goes beyond the range of meanings that are allowable by the original correspondence or reference in the Greek, the Hebrew, and the Aramaic. So I don't think that you want to put the Message in the same category as, let's say, the NIV. But the NIV, classic case in point, great translation, a very competent translation, a trustworthy translation, same with the New King James Version. So there's some great translations. And what I'd like to leave you with, because I'm out of time, is we did an article in the Christian Research Journal that compares translations and also brings up the issue of paraphrase and the difference between paraphrases and translations and the like. Again, that article in the Christian Research Journal, I believe available online. Certainly, you can hang on. We can get it out to you immediately. We're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember Monday through Friday at this time, your question on air when you dial 888 to ask Hank. And if you can stand with us prayerfully and financially, it would be deeply appreciated and make a difference for time and for eternity. You can do that on the World Wide Web in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or as always, when you speak with our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Out of time, out of here. See you next time with more of the show.
The Christian Research Institute offers numerous ways to get the answers you seek to tough questions about Christianity, cults, the occult, essential Christian doctrine, and more.
Hi, my name is Mark Driscoll, and I'm the pastor of Mars Hill Church in Seattle, Washington. Ever since I became a Christian in 1990, I've been a subscriber to the Christian Research Journal and an avid listener of the Bible Answer Man, and I have found it to consistently be a wonderful place to help answer some of the most basic but important questions that people have about religion, spirituality, and false teaching in our day. And so I'm exceedingly glad for Hank Hanegraaff and for Elliot Miller, my friends, and their ministry to the body of Christ, and just want to wholeheartedly give my endorsement and enthusiastic thumbs up for all of their hard work.
The value of the Christian Research Institute is in the combined resources of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Primary Source Research, and the Christian Research Journal. You can subscribe today online at www.equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, and the Word this coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, Mother's Day weekend. The 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's unfathomable Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. Early bird pricing begins at only $495 plus taxes and fees per person and ends November 30th, 2009. This includes accommodations, meals, and all of the sessions. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going to our website at www.equip.org. Again, early bird pricing ends November 30th.